Let us join together in prayer. In a darkening winter world, O Lord, help us to hold in mind those who are alone and lonely. We remember all those who are far from their families, who are homeless, who are refugees without a home, and those who are unsettled in any way. O Lord, we are all children of light. Lighten our darkness. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this time of continuing pandemic, we pray for those who are ill and those who are fearful of illness. We pray for those caught up in natural and unnatural disasters, in war, in hunger, in fleeing from oppressive regimes. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask for God's help for those who are thrown out of work, for those for whom the future is uncertain, and for those who have far too much work to do. And we pray for the anxious. May they also be comforted and given hope. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for all those who love their neighbours, in particular those who care for the sick and the many who continue to provide the services that our society relies upon. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are deeply worried about the people they love. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that our national and international leaders may be guided to make urgent, wise decisions for the well-being of our future world. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have recently died and for those who grieve for them. For Sue Windross, the wife of Andy, our former vicar, and also for those whose anniversaries we remember at this time, for Stephen Gelizzo, Albert Pritchard, and Kenneth Jerrams. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and may thy light perpetual shine upon them. We give thanks for St. Peter's and for Irena, who has so faithfully ministered to us during the priestly interregnum. We pray for God's blessing on her, on Sarah, on Julia, and their families, and on all who lead the congregation, worship here, make music, and support our church. And we pray for Simon, as he prepares to be installed as our vicar, and for the people at St. Melitus College. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, we know that every day in this parish, hundreds of prayers are offered to you by many people inside and outside this church, like arrows shot to heaven. They echo our thoughts and fears, our joys and our sorrows. They continue our formal worship into our everyday lives. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers now and listen for those we will utter up in the coming weeks and years. Merciful God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.